Today, the Nafri building is quiet, but just a few months ago, it was bustling with activity. Back in February, before the wildfire season began, several hundred students came to school here. They spent an intense week doing classroom work and role-playing exercises. They were learning to become wildfire managers, the people who make decisions during a fire, from assigning resources to directing crews, and often even appearing in front of the TV cameras to give briefings. Nafri is where they come to learn. Mary Johnson is the Institute's director.
We teach the advanced Type 1 incident management teams for the whole nation. They all come here.
She says the training is a combination of field and classroom exercises. And by the time they've gotten this far, most of the students have been fighting wildfires for years.
You start with the basic firefighter training, but you cannot be certified until you go out in the field and you actually demonstrate. We're a performance-based system, so we aren't training-based in that you take a training and get to check the box. You take the training that's needed for the position, and then you go into the field and you actually perform using a position task book. To become a Type 1 incident commander, it takes over 20 years.
A big part of the upper-level training at Nafri involves role-playing. Mary Johnson says at the end of the week-long training course, the teams actually pretend they're managing a large wildfire.
They're in the room as if they were an incident management team coming in to take over an incident, and they have specific things that the evaluators are looking for. Throughout the whole week, they have a coach that works directly with that team, and then during the actual simulation, they have evaluators that are evaluating the team performance and then also the individual performance.
The National Advanced Fire and Resource Institute is a rare example of multi-agency cooperation. Nafri provides training courses for wildfire managers with the Forest Service, the National Park Service, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, even state land management agencies. When the Nafri classrooms are packed in January and February, it's literally a melting pot of experienced wildland firefighters from all over the country.
Our students come, and our faculties, in fact, come from all of those agencies. The Nature Conservancy is with us on a lot of the different activities that we do, and the military sometimes is engaged. The National Weather Service is another partner, and so all of those people contribute to our trainings that we do. We teach the dramatic bombers that you see dropping retardant. All the pilots, contract pilots and in-house pilots we have, come through the National Aerial Firefighting Academy that's held here.
For 6 weeks, investigators have been trying to figure out how the wildfire that swept over Storm King Mountain could prove so deadly.
The fire behavior on July 6th could have been predicted on the basis of fuels, weather, and topography.
1994, Storm King Mountain near Glenwood Springs, Colorado. 14 firefighters died in the fire, one of the worst losses for wildland firefighters ever. But something good came from that tragedy, a desire to learn more about fire behavior. According to Mary Johnson, it led to the formation of the Wildland Fire Lessons Learned Center, which is also based at Nafri in Tucson.
Bringing the human factors into our firefighting, it was determined that we needed to record the lessons that we learn as we learn them so that people in the future, which could be tomorrow, would have those lessons and hopefully make decisions accordingly.
The Lessons Learned Center provides a clearinghouse for information on how fires behave. All kinds of fires, even minor prescribed burns, are studied closely. The data is fed into a website so that firefighters can better understand what they're up against. Johnson says one of the biggest challenges for Nafri is trying to maintain high training standards in the face of budget cuts. She says the Institute is developing more distance learning programs to cut down on travel and classroom expenses. But she admits distant learning isn't always practical for wildland firefighters.
The standard has been lecture mode because part of that is the networking that you get when you are with a room full of other firefighters. These are lifelong relationships that are made. And so we're very conscious of that and try to ensure that we provide the best to not only the firefighters, but to the taxpayers as well, that we're efficient and as effective as we can be.
To learn more about the National Advanced Fire and Resource Institute and the Wildfire Lessons Learned Center, go to our website, arizonapublicmedia.org. I'm Mark Dugan.